I'd like to share just one more thing with you, if I may. This is from Mary Ann Williamson. She says, our deepest fear is not that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of the divine. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of the divine that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So the title of the sermon was Reclaiming Our Inherent Dignity. And really, that's quite a task. But in my journey, as I have come to know so many different people, there's actually a little motto that has come up in my own prayer, in my own meditation and discernment, and it's very simple. It's, you are beautiful, you are loved. And it's simple. But I cannot tell you how many times I have shared that with somebody, or I have little business cards that have that on there. I've shared that with somebody, and they're like, yeah, but, you know, this or that. There's always something there. And it's interesting, because I think that's a very human tendency to bring ourselves to a place of humility or a space where we are not as, you know, perceived as arrogant or whatever it may be. Sometimes it's not even about that. Sometimes it is because we have been torn down throughout our journeys that we cannot see the beauty and the dignity that is ours. But the beauty and the reality of life is that each and every one of us has been gifted with this amazing gift. No matter who we are, and no matter what our difficulties or joys or sorrows, everything else might be, we are gifted with the very amazing gift of being a human being. And if I may, that's something that I truly believe we have lost contact with. More and more, we have become a people that first and foremost put up boundaries, titles, whatever it may be, between myself and the other. And it makes it easier to deal with people, actually. Because then you can categorize, we can categorize who that other is. And depending on who that other is, it becomes an easier journey for us. Because then we know how to navigate through those crowds of others. But what does it look like to step back? What does it look like to recognize who I am as a human being? What does it look like to recognize the negative, the positive, the good, the bad, the beautiful, and even the ugly? And to say, this is who I am. And I am good. I am beautiful. And I'm loved. What does it look like to be able to take that step backwards from all that has ever been shaped up around us, and to say, I recognize this, but this is not the entirety of who I am. There is so much more. And I think that's the challenge we face today. Not as Christians, as Muslims, as Jews, not as Hindus or Buddhists, whatever it may be, but as human beings. What does it look to look into the eyes of another and to recognize the twinkling in their eye as something beautiful and good? Something that gives them as much power and beauty and courage and dignity as I possess. What does it look like to be a person who is not afraid to go up to another and say, you are beautiful and you are loved? And then when that person says, well, let me tell you who I really am. What is it like to then be able to say, no, no, I love you. I love you. And that has been something that has really inspired me throughout my journey. And I will be honest, the first time I ever said that to somebody was very shocking. Because this young man had been told his entire life that he was not good. he was bad, he was ugly, he was an abomination. Whatever you want to say, he was. That's what he believed. And so when I came up to him and I said, you are a good person, you are beautiful, and you are loved, he said, no, I'm not. My mom, my church, my this, my that, told me I was not. And I took a step back and I said, no, you are, because I love you. And that changed the conversation. Because for the first time, this person was now hearing something that wasn't out there. You're beautiful, you're loved. That can go on a billboard. But when I say it to you, and when I say it from a heart that has come to know myself as beautiful and loved, there's something different about that. I don't know what happened to this person. He went his way and I went mine. But the challenge is there for me nonetheless, to be a person of love, to be a person who celebrates that humanity that we each possess, and to be able to do so in a manner that helps the other shine forth with their own humanity. I think that's an amazing gift to be able to have. It's a challenging and scary one, but it's not an impossible one. If you recall when I was last here, I spoke about Jesus going to this hemorrhaging woman and healing her and everything. And I spoke of how the miracle wasn't so much the healing of this person, but of her being reintegrated into the community. The good thing is we don't need to be miracle workers. All we have to do is to be able to look in the mirror, to see ourselves and to celebrate ourselves. All we have to do is to be able to recognize the gifts we possess and to be then able to share that with others. Now, granted, we're not going to be holding, placards, or we're probably not going to be going to people, random people, saying, you're beautiful, you're loved. That's a little weird, I'll admit. I understand that. But then again, it's coming from a guy who's wearing who knows what I'm wearing today. But, you know, that's okay, though. Because it doesn't have to be something that everybody says and everybody does all at once. Because the beauty of life is that often our journeys don't include every single person all the time. On the contrary, our journeys often include very specific people at very critical points, whether it's their journey or our journey. And what's important is to remember that it is at that time when we are best and most called to share that message of peace. But again, I recognize that there is difficulty there. Because no matter where you turn, no matter where we turn, no matter what TV we watch or whatever we do, there's always messages. There's always things being said to us that you have to meet, you have to achieve, you have to do this, that, or the other before we can truly accept ourselves as we are. But the reality is that no. To accept ourselves and to celebrate ourselves truly is a recognition of the gifts that we possess. We may not be as talented. I wish I was like a pinky-sized talent of what you have, Sherry. Or I know each and every one of you have different gifts that I wish I could have. Or I know all of you wish you could preach as well as I. No, I'm kidding. Whatever the case may be, though, it takes that web, it takes that unity to be able to go forth into the world without fear, to go forth into the world with confidence, and to be that person who lives their life in a way that states, you are beautiful, you are loved. And I can share with you that even in my own journey, there have been hardships and difficulties. But once I came to know that very truth about myself, that I am beautiful and that I am loved, the world changed. Because my interaction with the other was then something different. It wasn't an interaction that was born of fear. It wasn't an interaction that was born of, what will I get out of this? But it was truly an authentic expression of a sincere truth that I had come to know. And granted, I'm not the richest, I'm not the fanciest, or whatever it may be, but I have no fear as I walk into tomorrow, Because I walk with that truth that I am a beautiful person, that I am loved, and that I have the capacity to love. And that's really what it comes down to. We have the capacity to love. And we have the capacity to say, I don't want to love that person either. You know, I'll love you from far away. That's a gift too. That's okay. Because we're not Hallmark cards. We're not made, like I said, we're made to be gifted in a very special way when we least expect it. And what it comes down to is, am I ready for that? Do I know myself in a way that I can share that love with others in that moment when it is needed, when I least expect it? Again, it's not always easy. It's not always fun. And if you're an introvert, there's only so much practice you can get with cats, and then you actually have to go out to meet the real people. But that's okay, because, we're called to be that presence as much as we can, as best as we can. And as we do that, as we present that presence of love and beauty to others, it is truly amazing to see how that gift changes and develops and grows, and that web becomes something greater than what it was before. We are beautiful. We are loved. And if that doesn't amaze you, I once heard a sermon in which the preacher got up and said, we are the only group that can do this. That's a gift. That is gift. So if you have no other reason to go out and tell people that of their beauty, there it is. And we know. So, no matter what you do, please, please receive from my heart to yours. You are beautiful. You are loved. And in you and through you, change will happen. And life will be. Thank you.